It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby has been back at home in Cheltenham, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia, for a week. That's after the state Supreme Court overturned his three felony convictions. Back in 2018, a jury found Cosby guilty of three counts of drugging and sexually assaulting a former employee at Temple University, Cosby's alma mater. But just last week, the state's highest court ordered Cosby released from prison, finding that Pennsylvania's prosecutors had denied Cosby his protections against self-incrimination. Our senior editor for Race and Justice, Jamie Floyd, sat down with victims' rights attorney Gloria Allred to ask about the court's decision and what it may mean for the larger Me Too movement.
Gloria Allred, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much, Jamie. It's a pleasure to be invited to be with you.
Gloria, you represented more than 30 women who alleged they were assaulted or harassed by Bill Cosby. And of course, you've been speaking out against the decision of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to throw out his conviction. Were you surprised at the court's decision?
The news that Mr. Cosby is now a free man is very upsetting news, of course, to many, many of the accusers of Bill Cosby. Let's keep in mind that he was convicted by a jury of his peers, and that will forever be part of his reputation. That will be part of his shame. That will be part of his obituary. But there is also some good news on the horizon. Mr. Cosby, as I've said, he may be home, but he's not home free. We have a lawsuit filed on behalf of our client, Judy Huth, who alleges in her lawsuit that she was a victim of child sexual abuse at the Playboy Mansion, Jamie. Mm-hmm. We have been awaiting this decision by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Now that's concluded, we can take Mr. Cosby's deposition. That's the big news. We can proceed. We're going to court next month. And now Mr. Cosby is going to have to appear for it. He will not be able to invoke the Fifth Amendment and decline to answer our questions because the criminal case is no longer pending.
But what do you say then to the victims, to the women who testified against Cosby? It's difficult to persuade victims to come forward. How will you encourage clients and victims to now come forward after this decision in this very high-profile case?
Well, I can tell you this, Jamie, and that's such an important question. I represent persons who allege that they are victims in the R. Kelly case that's set for trial next month in New York. I represent 20 accusers of Jeffrey Epstein and also the Harvey Weinstein case. Of course, Harvey Weinstein is going to be extradited probably very soon, within a couple of weeks or less, to Los Angeles. I represent two alleged victims in that case. So with all of that having said, not one of any of them have contacted me and said, we're not going to testify now because of what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did. That's really important, that not one of my many, many clients in many cases has contacted me and said, oh, now we're not going to testify. We're afraid, or it's meaningless, or what's the point? Nobody has asked me that. But if anything, a lot of women are even angrier, maybe even more so. Many women feel that they are willing to go forward. Women are empowered in a way they've never been before. And I've always said empowerment is contagious. Mm. We are not going back, and we are not going to live with fear, which only benefits sexual predators. It doesn't benefit the victim.
And you have spent a career advocating for women and for victims. A lot of people link the Cosby case to Me Too, but of course you began representing his accusers back in 2014, so it really predates the Me Too movement as we know it. That started in 2017 with the Harvey Weinstein, accusers. Go ahead, Gloria.
I was going to say, Jamie, actually, I've been practicing law for 46 years. That's how long we've been doing the Me Too movement, long before there was a hashtag called Me Too.
Right.
Long before celebrities started coming out in 2017 and saying, oh yeah, Me Too, mm-hmm, on Weinstein. I'm glad that they did, because it got a lot of attention to the issue of sexual assault. issues of employment discrimination, sexual harassment, rape, and so forth. But the very brave women that I've been representing, whose names nobody knew except for their friends, their neighbors, their families, they've bravely been coming out for 46 years. So let me tell you, this movement is continuing. We are moving forward. We are continuing with the legal reckoning. It's always two steps forward and one step back. So women should not be discouraged.
I'm glad you talked about the 46 years. So, you know, as Dr. King said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but we hope that it bends toward justice. He said it bends towards justice. I, of course, added, we hope. But Gloria, we remember the watershed moment.
I'll add, we work, because if we just hope, it's not going anywhere.
That's right.
But if we work, towards justice in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., then we will achieve it.
Well, let me ask you then, Gloria, about race. What role do you think it plays in cases like this? I know you're aware of the tensions in the Black community around the Cosby case. You mentioned also, of course, the R. Kelly case, also a difficult one for us in the Black community. What do you think about that disconnect, if you will, especially as between Black women victims and other Black people who are standing with Bill Cosby?
I'm so glad that you asked, Jamie, because this is a very significant issue. And Bill Cosby's supporters ran at one point with the message that somehow this was racism for Mr. Cosby to be accused, and it's because he was an African-American man. And I found that so offensive, because many of the women who alleged that he drugged and sexually victimized them were African-American women. How insulting. Don't the lives and the bodies of African-American women matter? Is it okay to make them victims of gender violence, sexual assault, rape, child sexual abuse, sexual harassment? Or suggested that somehow an African-American man, if he's prosecuted on those allegations, or if they testify on those allegations, that somehow what happened to them should be ignored or discounted or discredited? It is absolutely outrageous, because their lives matter. It's not just Bill Cosby's life that matters. They matter.
Gloria Allred, I thank you so very much for your time this afternoon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
That's Senior Editor for Race and Justice at WNYC, Jamie Floyd. To read more of the conversation between Jamie and Gloria Allred, go to Gothamist.com.